Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the travel secretary, the best. She is Ann Sayers. This week's discussion was a pretty fun topic and one I don't think we've really covered in depth before. It was beach getaways. Here's our conversation with Ann. Our friend Ann Sayers is refreshed. She's excited. It's Wisconsin summer, and she's with us on WTMJ. Ann, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
So good to catch up with you, Ann. Let's talk about beach getaways a little bit. We've really got this covered in our state, don't we?
I always tell people, when you think of Wisconsin, think of water. And when you think of water, think of beaches. And we have some great ones.
And Ann, discover Lake Michigan beachside fun in northeast Wisconsin. Talk about some of the beachfronts and opportunities that you can go enjoy the beach in northeast Wisconsin.
There are some awesome beach getaways in northeast Wisconsin. One is visit Trivers if you're local for a beachside park to lounge, hike, and enjoy nature. Point Beach State Park. It's 6 miles of sandy Lake Michigan beaches. They're perfect for a day of lakeside relaxation. Plus, you can take in more of the surroundings by exploring miles of hiking trails that wind through the state forest there. The park even has an all-terrain wheelchair available, so visitors of all abilities can get out there and enjoy the trails. And definitely don't forget to check out the historic Raleigh Point Lighthouse. That's a showstopper. And another idea is to make a short drive from there to Green Bay for more lakeside fun at the Bay Beach Amusement Park. It's a classic summertime destination. It has rides ranging from mild to wild. Plus, tickets start at just 25 cents. You're not going to find that anywhere else.
Whoa, that's amazing. 25 cents. You're right. Not going to find that anywhere else. All right, let's head to the Northwoods. There's a pretty cool beach in the Northwoods.
I love Shell Lake. This is in Washburn County. It's an idyllic lake. It has a large sandy beach. It's perfect for swimmers, boaters, and paddlers. You're going to appreciate the family-friendly amenities. They have like a beach volleyball court and playground. Plus, your walking distance to Shell Lake's downtown, which is a lot of fun. Larger groups can rent a log cabin-style shelter for get-togethers there. You could spend the night at the Shell Lake Municipal Campground. You can park your camper or pitch a tent. They have 46 sites, and a dozen of them are right there on the water, which would be lovely. Plus, you can add some art to your itinerary with a visit to the Potter's Shed. It's a business that's kind of part art gallery, part cafe, part maker space. I definitely once made a piece of art there that was very bad, but I had a lot of fun. All ages can participate, and you can even customize a clay artwork that makes for an ideal souvenir to bring home.
And what about Southwest Wisconsin? Because I'll admit, I don't think beachfronts when I think of Southwest Wisconsin, but there are some rare beach getaways in Southwest Wisconsin.
Okay. Yes, well, we have a hidden gem for you in the Driftless, the Yellowstone Lake State Park. This is located in Lafayette County. Yellowstone Lake is one of only a handful of lakes in Southwest Wisconsin. So you're going to enjoy views of the tree-lined lake from a large beach. And it's a shallow lake, so it's great for wading in the water. There's plenty of open space, lots of room to play yard games there. There's a dairy store concession stand where you can grab some food and quell that midday hunger, and then get out on Yellowstone Lake by renting pontoons, canoes, or kayaks. You can do that right at the park, and then stick around for evenings so you can watch the sun sink below the horizon.
Oh, that sounds so nice. And you can also watch that sunset on the Mississippi River, and there's lots of shoreline fun along the Mississippi, huh?
So La Crosse's Pettibone Beach is a natural oasis. It's next to lots of urban amenities. I love when that pairs together. Spend the weekend lounging on the sand, playing volleyball, cooling off in the Mississippi River, and admiring views of the Cass Street Bridge. And then towel off and head over to the Pearl Ice Cream Parlor. This is an iconic summer experience. Locals and visitors have been flocking to the Pearl for more than 30 years. Savor a variety of small batch ice cream flavors. And, you know, you got to treat yourself, right?
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
I love that, Ann. Are you a beach girl?
I can handle some beach. Yeah. I bring my own shade, though. Like, I love the sand. I love the water, but I'm going to be wearing a hat and probably a hood and an umbrella.
You're all bundled up. I love it, too. I'm not a big swimmer at the beach, but, man, read a book, maybe have a beverage. What beats the beach, right?
Absolutely. And this is the time right now. Wisconsin is delivering a gorgeous summer for us.
And do you think Wisconsin may have the most hidden gems of any state? That because I know when I have visitors come up and they see the lakefront, they have no idea. They had no idea how beautiful it is. But it sounds like there are a lot of these hidden gems throughout the state.
No doubt. And one of my favorite things when people say, I had no idea Wisconsin ..., fill in the blank. We hear it so often. Wisconsin does this? Really? Like, yes, we have it. So many hidden gems.
Your team does a great job promoting all the great things in our state. She is Ann Sayers, the travel secretary. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
Check out that Travel Wisconsin website. It's easy. It's travelwisconsin.com. They'll help you set your itinerary, find places to stay, events and festivals. It's all right there, travelwisconsin.com. A couple quick thank yous. Ishnala's Bob Prosser, thank you. Melody Judge from the Walworth County Fair, and Ann Sayers. That's it for Experience Wisconsin. We'll check in again next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.